online at bbc.co.uk/Nottingham.
Saturday afternoon on BBC Radio Nottingham. We're live at Field Mill for Mansfield against Wrexham this afternoon. Delighted to be joined by the Stags chairman, John Radford. And nice to see you face to face. We've spoken kind of with me and you at opposite ends of the country before. Yep. How are you settling into the role as chairman so far?
Oh, I'm finding it, it's been enjoyable, a little bit tricky every now and again, but I'm enjoying it and starting to settle into the role, yes.
What have you enjoyed the most? What have you feared and dreaded the most?
I enjoy all the good results, but a poor run I dread, which we've had a little bit, it's been a little bit ups and downs, but it's enjoyable sort of trying to get the crowd and trying to make sure that we get the ground back in there. We're back into a situation where Mansfield Town can get back into the league.
Do you feel you've got, perhaps for the first time in a little while, you've got a bit of momentum?
Yeah, I think Russell's starting to create that. You go down and I watch them at the training ground. I say what the players are saying behind the scenes. There's a real team spirit there. And I think, we've had a stable team now for quite a few games and you're starting to see them play together as a team now.
Is that an advantage? I mean, there was a lot of chopping and changing with the previous manager in signings and players going and team selection. How much of an advantage has it been that he's stuck with the same players, do you think?
Well, he's done a few changes, but he's only sort of changed, sort of on the peripheries a little bit. But, I'm not the manager, so, it's not for me to tell him how to do his job. But I feel, myself as a fan, it's nice to see a stable team. And I do feel it's an advantage. They get to play together a lot more and, of course it is.
Do you think you'll have a lot? I mean, transfer deadline's on Monday evening, isn't it? Monday night. Do you see players coming and going before then?
I think there'll be a few changes, but not very many. Russell's chasing a couple of players. We've been gazumped a couple of times, so hopefully we manage to get the players. We're not going and doing a mass change round or anything like that. We're quite happy with the squad we've got. There might be one or two positions we pick up an extra player in.
What are the ambitions, do you think? What are the targets, realistically, between now and the end of the season?
Well, Russell's targeted. His whole target is to get us into the playoffs, if not to get us top of the league, but the playoffs are his target.
Obviously, with Mansfield, you can't talk about on-the-field matters all the time. There are always, it seems, ever since I've been here, off-the-field matters to talk about. What is the latest with you getting hold of the ground?
Well, we've got a court case coming up. It's going to be resolved one way or the other. It's something that, it's a battle that I'm afraid the club have to fight. We've been in a position where we've had this gun held against our head for too long, and so now I've got to sort of go and take that on in the courts.
How high a stakes do you think you're playing for?
We're playing for Field Mill. I'll be absolutely devastated if we lose.
What happens if you do lose?
We have to put Plan B into place.
Which is?
I don't really want to go to Plan B. I don't really want to contemplate losing, to be honest with you. But, we have got a Plan B if we do lose.
But this is presumably Alfreton or somewhere like that where you played before.
Yeah, you're talking along the same sort of lines, yeah.
That would be dreadful for the town of Mansfield, wouldn't it? It would effectively lose its football club.
Yeah, I think a town like Mansfield needs a football club. And I'm sure that the council or someone, we can sort of put some sort of other plan into place where we look at building a fresh stadium or something like that. And that might be sort of a long-term plan if it seems that we are never going to get ownership of Field Mill.
Thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Cheers, Robbie.
John Radford, the Mansfield Town chairman, with us live on BBC Radio Nottingham's Match Day on a Saturday afternoon. We are at Field Mill this afternoon.